D1, number 12B.
Just let's get hold that we have the mind of Christ. And that mind of Christ is revealing itself. And it's revealing itself to the point where the light breaks on us. And nothing can stop it. Nothing, 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 nothing can stop it. The divine idea, if you trust the divine idea, it's a steamroller. Nothing can resist it. It's so terrific. I don't know anything which is more powerful than divine idea. Certainly not God, because that's a human concept. But the divine idea, the infinite principle which has an infinite idea. And so we are partaking of a time where the 6,000-year period switches over to the seventh. And it comes. That consciousness will look out from God, from the one being. And from that one being, it says, I am the Word of God, self-existent. I am the Christ, the one truth. I am Christianity, the one love. I am science, the one reign of being. No government in the world can withstand it. And that one life and one truth and one love is precipitating itself to each individual situation. That's the level of absolute Christian science. No situation in the whole world, individually nor collectively, will be untouched by that impulsion. And what will it do there? It will have its effect on the level of Christian science by overturning, 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 until he cometh, whose right it is. That's the divine idea. Wonderful. And what can I do? Accept it, accept it, accept it. I listen to it, and I listen again to it. And as I listen to it, the revelation comes. And the revelation breaks ignorance and the darkness. And a new vision opens. And then everything widens up. Then that divine idea through the Word in divine science and the Word in absolute Christian science has touched us at that point of the days of creation, where it says, let there be light, and there was light. And I begin to see the light. And once we have seen the light, then the upward way starts, the ascending way starts, then we go up and up in consciousness. Then the days of creation take us on and on and on. Take us up to the point where we see in absolute Christian science there was only life, truth and love operating. And then we see that that existed since ever, because there was always one life in divine science. And so thought ascends and descends constantly. And it does it by itself. That's the grace of God.